This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, August 29th, 2020. We're in hour one of the broadcast. I apologize, I'm having a little bit of some sinus issues today, started yesterday. I don't believe it's COVID-19 or 20 or 21 or what have you, but it is somewhat affecting my voice. I always go through this in the spring and fall, even though it's not quite fall. Right now we are enjoying in North Carolina a little bit of the aftermath of the Hurricane Laura. It looks like it's going to be a rainy one here today. I was talking to Kendall before going on air, and we were discussing the fact that, you know, at least it's not boring. Ken said he had never been bored. Watching the news, you know, last week we were discussing the Cannon Hinton story and how it didn't fit the narrative of the mainstream media. And I want to throw it out there again. I'm going to get into this. I've got a lot to cover, as always. We're going to take phone calls next hour. Had a lot of response to the callers last week. I had some email discussing what Jeremy had promoted, which I thought was some really, really good ideas. Art, Dave had some emails discussing some of their commentary and others. And also, I want to get into Daryl in Canada. A couple of weeks ago, had touched on this, and then he called in this past week to Stormfront. And he was discussing the fact about the possibility of Antifa and Black Lives Matter really organizing and planning. And this is, you know, speculation on his behalf, but I think he's spot on. I think, what else would they do? Daryl was speculating that they will organize and plan in swing states like North Carolina, you know, not in states like California that, you know, Biden's going to most likely win by landslide. To plan to be out on the day we vote on November 3rd and then agitate and protest and try to prevent people from voting. And, of course, if people, especially your older population, see on TV that there's protesting going on at these polling places, then it absolutely could have that effect. So I thought that was I was interesting. Also, there was a caller from Kenosha, Washington, that called in. I've got that clip. I hope to play that sometime this hour. With he was giving insight to what's actually happening. Because, you know, I'm getting off track here. First thing, I'm skipping around too much. But a couple of weeks ago, I discussed the fact that until we get rid of this lying, biased media, this Jewish-dominated, Jewish-controlled media, we're never going to have any peace in this country. I mean, they promote their narrative. They promote division. They have caused, in my opinion, the deaths of many people since George Floyd with their just in-your-face bias coverage. I mean, last week we were covering Cannon Hinton, which no significant mainstream media coverage. Certainly no Trayvon Martin, Dylan Stormroof, non-stop play-by-play media coverage for that story. And then, of course, our media in this country promotes the whatever's the most immoral. They promote, you know, homosexuality, transgenderism. They'll be 100% on board for pedophilia. Anything that is anti-Christian, anti-family, that's what our news media in this, our mainstream news media in this country covers. And because of RBN and websites doing the job they want to do, then we have this vast amount of censorship because they don't want to lose the grip that they think they have on the people's minds. I'm not so certain they've got the grip they think they have because of social media and because, you know, people turning on their television and seeing nonstop rioting and looting. I don't know. I just, maybe I'm incorrect, next hour you can tell me, but I just don't see how that is going to propel normies to go vote for senile Joe Biden. And these Democratic-run cities that are allowing their cities to burn down. You know, it's just incredible what we're seeing. And all of it, you know, the complicitness of this to allow this to continue to happen. Now, what we're seeing in Kenosha, Wisconsin, which really does give you the feeling if it could happen there, it could happen anywhere, with the shooting of Jacob Blake, who, you know, it's been admitted now that he had a knife. They had tried to tase him. You know, I've heard people argue, well, the police could have just tackled him. Well, the police are not trained that the proper thing to do is go try to tackle somebody that's wielding a knife. Okay, so, I mean, I'm not saying that it couldn't have been handled some way differently, but what we're having here is the news media, once they get their holy grail story, then they run with it, push it. Black Lives Matter, who has, you know, now limitless amount of cash, then deploys their thugs from various states to the epicenter to create this chaos and justify looting and burning down the city, which, again, mainstream media is not. Has any of you seen a story on mainstream media, like NBC Nightly News or anything else, where they ever discuss the actual dollar amount of the devastation that's happened to these cities? I mean, if you looked at the videos, Kenosha, Wisconsin, they'd burned down the car dealerships. And, you know, they say, oh, well, the insurance will pay for it. I'm not so sure. If you've ever dealt with insurance companies, they look for every loophole to stick you with holding the bag. So I don't think you can bank on that. And anyway, that's no justification. That doesn't make it right. That's like somebody coming over and saying, hey, I'm going to burn your house down. It's okay. You got fire insurance. It's still arson. But in this up is down, black is white, and, you know, we've got, there's so many different tools that a government on the state or federal level with the technology they have would and could use to stop this if they wanted to. So there's a large-scale mass complicitness in allowing this to continue to happen. But here's the thing. It's fine with me. It's fine with me. As I said on this broadcast a long time ago, it's going to have to get bad before normies are going to get out of their easy chair. It's going to have to get bad for people to come to grips with just actually how corrupt our entire system is. Yes. So we're going to get started. Of course, the RNC was this week. I didn't watch really any of it except a little bit of the last night. The Trump speech. Not going to spend much time on that. I mean, you know, it is what it is. If you wanted to watch it, how about also before we really get started, Rand Paul got a taste. What do you think the effect is to people like Rand Paul? There was video this week of a gentleman in a Ford truck just trying to pull into a gas station, and you can't say a bunch of black people because it was, you know, it was a lot of white people involved too, just trying to prevent him from getting gas. They didn't know him from Adam's house cap. And they were beating his truck and all this. What's the effect to him going to be of this? Rand Paul, this, you know, constant agitation and attacks anywhere you go. So as sad as it is where we find ourselves, and we're going to get into the Kyle Rittenhouse story too, which, you know, we've been saying on this broadcast, not just me, but callers too, and on many other broadcasts. I'm not trying to take credit. That, you know, this thing's going to get into some real gunfire and some shootings, and now we're starting to see that escalation. And what is this? Actually, this is the people doing the job that the governor and mayors won't let their police do. I don't know if y'all saw Breitbart's got the story where a cop is just getting in his car and somebody slung a trash can lid, and that thing must have been heavy, and whoever threw it, I don't know what, they threw that thing with some force and hit him in the head. All the while, when I got the story, the Virginia legislature is trying to reduce the charge of assault on a cop from a felony to a misdemeanor. I mean, you want to talk about an industry where people are going to flee because of the treatment of their very own governments to law enforcement. Now, you know, I know you got good and you got bad, just like you got good and bad school teachers and all that, but I don't think that defunding the police and emboldening Black Lives Matter and these other cultural Marxist communist groups is going to benefit us. You know, actually, the argument that they're making, the lawyer, I saw him making the argument over the Jacob Blake, was that he was just trying to walk away. He was just trying to walk away. Well, you know, chances are, if the police show up and they've been called on a domestic and you've got a warrant out on you, if you comply with the police, like they say, put your hands on the hood, spread your legs, and if you do that, chances are they're not going to tase you, beat you, or shoot you. I know that it could still happen. I get that. But for the most part, it just don't happen. But they're trying to paint the narrative now that black people have the right to, you know, the police are saying, hey, you're under arrest. We got warrants for your arrest. They have the right just to walk away. And if the police do anything, then, you know, the police are some dirty, rotten racists. They're trying to really hamstring the ability of the police to do anything in any given situation without it being something that will cost them their jobs or their lives or their careers or imprison them. So it is an incredible situation we have seen unfold in these recent months with the plandemic. Rand Paul had more than a taste shot at the baseball game. That's right. Broken ribs by his neighbor, and now this. That's right. I remembered his neighbor beating him up, but I'd actually forgot that he was shot at that baseball game. So, well, you would think that that would do the Republicans a little bit of good to see the disastrous mess that's been made in this country, and that maybe they'd want to try to do something about it. But how about this? I don't know how many of you have heard this story. And it's really hard for me to believe that I'm coming back this week after the heinous murder of Cannon Hinton last week that I was covering. And, of course, the mainstream media. If it wasn't for social media, there would be a hell of a lot of fewer people that knew about the Cannon Hinton story, because it was really popularized and shared on social media. Well, this story, Fox News ran the story. Of course, it was not on NBC Nightly News last night or any night this week that I saw. A South Carolina college student and her stepfather were shot dead on the front lawn, on their front lawn Monday, in a road rage related attack after a minor fender bender in the driveway. Anybody heard this one? Laurie Ashley Anderson, 21, and Charles Nicholas Wall, 45, were killed outside a home in Georgetown, South Carolina, which was recently purchased by Anderson, where she expected to begin her new adult life. Tysheem Walters III allegedly rear-ended Wall as he turned into the driveway of the home near the intersection of Indian Hut Road and High Market Street. Around 5 p.m., according to Georgetown County Sheriff's Office, he then allegedly got out of his vehicle and shot Wall, Anderson, and another person. So here these people, which was two white people, was turning into their very own driveway. They got rear-ended, and, you know, if South Carolina law is like North Carolina law, if you hit someone rear-end, it's your fault. The black dude just gets out and shoots and kills them. Wow. Could you imagine that this story would be the new Jacob Blake, or would have been the Jacob Blake story? It happened Monday. But nary a peep. Let's continue. I'm having to bury one of my children and my husband. It's such a freak thing. I don't know why this would happen. I don't understand. Kimberly Wall, Anderson's mother and Wall's wife, told WMBF. This is completely devastating. I don't know how we're going to go forward. Anderson was in the front yard waiting for Wall to arrive to drop off a spare set of keys. After just moving in, she was selling an old set of bunk beds online and had realized she was locked out when she came to meet the potential buyer outside her house, Lynn Lambert, a close friend of the family. So here you have in where did I say this was? Georgetown, South Carolina. A father and daughter just turning into their driveway, hit in the rear end. And because of this climate that's been created by the media, because of this hatred for white people that has been manufactured and stirred and ignited by the media, this guy just gets out and shoots them in cold blood on their very own lawn. Now, you know, in times past, a heinous crime like this, no matter what the situation with the races, would get a good bit of news coverage. I mean, growing up in this area, if that would have happened 20 years ago, I think it would have got some news coverage. Of course, then, the media was still trying to push their agenda, but now it's so blatant and in your face. I mean, I get no pleasure in coming here, and sometimes you guys email me and you want to disagree. When I say that what we're witnessing right here is an anti-white government with an anti-white media, and they are doing everything they can, especially the media, to continue to foster hatred and division. They're not trying to bring anything together. And Black Lives Matter don't really care about black lives, I don't believe. If they did, they would be more involved, or at least somewhat involved. They've got the resources to really do something in these areas where, you know, like Chicago, they always give the shooting numbers over the weekend. Have you ever noticed that? 40 shot, 11 dead over the weekend in Chicago. They never talk about during the week. Have you noticed that? They never talk about Monday through Friday. It's always the weekend. Well, the shooting don't stop during the week. You know, it's not like these people are like, oh, well, it's Monday morning. Let's put our guns up. I can't shoot anyone till Saturday. No, they just do it that way to keep the numbers down, as crazy as that sounds. You know what else that reminds me of? They talk about how these 11 Russians was interfering and meddling in the election. They've talked about it now for years. It's like the most ridiculous, stupid hoax. As soon as I hear any news media talking about these 11 Russians that, you know, tried to affect the election. How does 33 million illegal aliens living in a country affect an election? You know, do you think they have any effect on an election when you've got 33 million? I know they try to say 11 million. They said 11 million. That's something else. They've said 11 million for freaking decades. 11 million, what, like 11 million people don't ever have a baby or, you know, the number never grows. It's ridiculous. Of course, we've shown where, you know, many studies have shown it's triple that. It's always triple that. Whatever these liars tell you, like if they say a war is going to cost whatever, if you just triple it immediately, and you might want to quadruple it, but if you just triple it immediately, you'll be much closer to the number from these liars. Now, when we come back, I've got a clip that I want to play that kind of updates the whole Kyle Rittenhouse story, in case anyone's unaware. It's short. And then we're going to get into that just a little bit because, you know, he's been charged with first-degree murder, premeditated murder, and you've seen the videos, I'm sure. And that right there tells you all you need to know about how corrupt our entire system is. Back in moments.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
All right, we're back on topic. In the studio, I apologize. I'm having just a little bit of sinus difficulties. It's been a while since I've had a bout with this. It feels like, you know, you've got like two pine trees shoved up your nose or something. But we shall continue to carry on. You know, isn't it interesting when these events unfold how the news media practically salivates trying to attempt to pin this on some sort of white supremacist, to paint these people as some sort of white nationalist, militia, racist. All the while, they'll never say nary a word about how racist Black Lives Matter is, how dangerous the agenda of the cultural Marxist anarchist Antifa is. And it was interesting to see pictures of the person that or the people that Kyle Rittenhouse shot. So I'm going to play this news clip, kind of bring you up to speed, and then we're going to talk about a little bit of the attorneys that's teamed up with him, because I believe this looks like a self-defense case. Now, I don't think it's smart to go out there and get yourself into these situations, because you very well may spend the rest of your life in prison, and it'll take him who knows what, 2 years to get to trial. So, I mean, his life's been drastically changed, but just in case anyone listening maybe doesn't know all the particulars of this, before we get into it a little further, let's play audio clip number one, please, Kim.
The police shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Authorities tonight have now revealed the name of the officer and new details about what they say they found at the scene. We're also learning more tonight about the 17-year-old from a neighboring state now accused of opening fire on protesters. Two were killed. Tonight, what he said in an interview just moments before the shooting started. ABC's Alex Perez in Kenosha again tonight.
Tonight, new details on the teenager investigators say showed up in Kenosha armed with a rifle and allegedly opened fire on demonstrators protesting the police shooting of Jacob Blake. Authorities arrested 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse in nearby Illinois for his alleged role in Tuesday's shootings, killing Joseph Rosenbaum and Anthony Huber and injuring Gage Grosskreutz. Police identified Rittenhouse as the man seen in this social media video during protests that night.
So you had non-lethal, but you didn't respond.
We don't have non-lethal.
So you guys are full on ready to defend the property?
Yes, we are.
This graphic video capturing the chaos. A crowd appears to be chasing the armed man when he falls to the ground and starts firing. As police approach the scene, Rittenhouse can be seen with his hands up, but he's never taken into custody.
In situations that are high stress, you have such an incredible tunnel vision.
But some raising questions about that moment in light of Jacob Blake's shooting and insensitive comments made by the Kenosha sheriff in 2018 after five black people were arrested after allegedly stealing and causing a collision. The sheriff saying there are some people that aren't worth saving. He later apologized. Late today, Kenosha police saying they arrested nine people for alleged disorderly conduct after apprehending three vehicles with out-of-state plates that were filled with gas masks, illegal fireworks, and suspected controlled substances. Authorities also releasing new information in the shooting Sunday of 29-year-old Jacob Blake. Authorities now identifying the officer seen in that disturbing video as Rustin Chesky. When Blake appears to lean into the driver's side, Chesky pulls his shirt and unloads seven bullets in his back. Authorities say they were called because a woman claimed her boyfriend, who wasn't supposed to be there, was on the premises. Authorities have not said Blake was that person. Investigators also say Blake told the officers he had a knife. Authorities say that knife was found on the floor inside his car. A federal civil rights investigation has now been opened into Blake's shooting, which is still under investigation.
So let's get to Alex Perez with us tonight. And Alex, this teenager now accused is set to appear in court tomorrow for an extradition hearing.
Well, David, we just learned the 17-year-old has been officially charged with two counts of homicide and one count of attempted homicide. That extradition hearing to bring him from Illinois back here to Wisconsin is set for tomorrow morning. David?
Alex, thank you again tonight.
Hi, everyone. George Stephanopoulos. Checking out the ABC News YouTube channel.
Okay, we can just cut that right there. I'm glad we fit that in. So how about that? He's the one guilty of opening fire on the protesters. I mean, that's what that's the way the news media wanted to initially paint it. Now, the knife has been admitted to. Okay, so the knife was in the floorboard. So, of course, the argument from the policeman, I'm sure, is that he was reaching in, and it did look like, you know, it didn't look like he was getting into the driver's seat in the normal way you would get in to drive the vehicle. So, you know, and next hour I'd like to get your guys' take, because when I first saw the video, I tried every way to not justify the shooting, but at the same time, if you do not comply with police, if you look like you're going for a knife, there's going to be repercussions. I mean, the police are just not going to go out there and let you stab them, get in your car and drive away when they have a warrant for your arrest. When there's kids in the car, they consider, you know, a heightened dangerous situation. But I've got the story. It's actually, it's on RBN. Coming up next, how they loot for any reason at all. And also, we're going to get into the eyewitness on the ground.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Back on, Baron in the studio running down the insane news of the week. So there you was. You was able to hear a news clip covering kind of an update of the Kyle Rittenhouse story. And boy, I feel sorry for him in so many different ways. But this is used now, and it's as clear as a bell, to successfully Kenosha, Wisconsin is a perfect example of this. It's been proven over and over and over and over and over that a lot of these people are bussed in. They're not, you know, it's not like Kenosha, Wisconsin just has this vast Black Lives Matter and Antifa groups waiting around the city, local citizens, to put their black on and get their hammer and sickle flags out. So, you know, this goes back to how complicit the federal government is in this, because, you know, remember the useless lip service that was bantied around a few weeks ago by Donald Trump about naming these organizations terrorist groups, which is what they are, is exactly what they are. You're white, try funding some group like Proud Boys or something and see what happens to you. Which also is, now I really enjoy watching these videos where like the Proud Boys or some of these other groups just go out there and beat the hell out of these wet noodles in sweatsuits that's called Antifa. I mean, it's just incredible. But, you know, if you really start thinking about who really is behind all this, who's behind the censorship, who's behind the riots, who's behind the pandemic, who's behind the intentional chaos, who's behind the endless propaganda, the endless forced rot of a society morally, let's list for sure who we do know is behind it as of today. Well, the media, the corporate media for sure, predominantly Jewish-owned, the corporations, they just proved it beyond any doubt. Walmart, Amazon, Verizon, Lowe's, Home Depot, on and on and on, funding domestic terrorists. Of course, the banks, financial institutions across the board. Well, now we know all the sports franchises, baseball, football, NASCAR. The NBA, I think, is having playoffs now or something. I don't know if anybody cares. And they're, like, refusing to play. I don't think anyone – and the more of this they do, the better I like it. I mean, it matters not to me if all sports completely crumbles. In fact, I would just laugh my ass off. Who else is behind it? Well, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, domestic terrorists by any real definition. The Democrats, also the Republicans, the entire federal government, they refuse to deploy LRAD or microwave weapons to stop these communist revolutionaries. You know, wouldn't they? It was good enough on the Iraqis, and I think they have, but they claim they don't have. If you look into it, I've looked into it, not recently, and maybe next hour someone can enlighten me, but don't they have that technology where they can, like, beam them, and they will defecate on themselves? Wouldn't you deploy that for sure, you know? Well, the courts, they're certainly complicit. They're totally exposed as part of the anti-white conspiracy and hypocrisy. I mean, just Jacob Goodwin, James Field, we'll go on and on and on. So, you start to tilt your head back and start to wonder, is the entire government, media, courts, internet, social media, for sure, TV, music, the corporations, the banking system is anti-American, anti-freedom, anti-truth, anti-liberty, anti-family, anti-morality, and then ultimately, anti-white? Isn't that the conclusion if you really start thinking about who all is involved in this conspiracy and which side they are on? Next hour, you can tell me. Now, we've got – I want to play. This is a – I didn't write down the gentleman's name, and that's my bad. Maybe it'll say it in here. But he called in on 827-20 to Stormfront, and he's on the ground in Kenosha, Washington. And I thought it was interesting to hear a citizen's perspective on what he's seen in, you know, in Kenosha, Wisconsin. I said Kenosha, Washington. Kenosha, Wisconsin. I don't think I'm on my A game today, guys. But anyway, it's all run by Satan. So yeah, Ken says it. That's true. As I should have ended with that. It's all run by Satan. But, you know, that's about. We used to kind of say that in a form of jest, but now I said on this broadcast years ago that homosexuality would be the law of the land. They would move immediately to transgenderism, which, you know, they obviously did. Caitlyn Jenner. That next would be the acceptance of pedophilia, which that's on the agenda right now, and we see that they're all up in that with Jeffrey Epstein, international pedophile ring at the highest levels of government. It reminds me of the Franklin cover-up. If you don't know about that one, look it up. And then the next is bestiality. I mean, the goal is complete, total immorality, which is a recipe for the complete destruction of the fabric of any kind of cohesive society. That's what the enemy wants to do, and they want to prevent any discussion of what's really happening by painting you as a dirty, rotten racist. So here we go. This is audio two. This is a person on the ground describing what he has seen and was happening in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Audio two, please, Kim.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Excuse me,
I'm going on I'm going on less than 10 hours sleep the past two nights, so pardon me. I live here in Kenosha. I live about 10 minutes away from the downtown area of Kenosha, which is where the police station and courthouse is located. It's right on the lakefront of Lake Michigan. It's a war zone down there, literally. You go down there around the police station, BLM, Antifa, all kinds of people have taken over the area down there. Burnt out garbage trucks. The city on Sunday night surrounded the courthouse and police station in the area with garbage trucks, which were burnt down Sunday night. Everything in downtown Kenosha, the police station is covered in graffiti, BLM graffiti. The downtown area next to the police, where the police station is, there's a bunch of storefronts, old buildings from the late 1800s, early 1900s. Half of them burned out, windows busted out. Well, above a lot of these storefronts are apartments. All the storefronts have plywood up that says, they painted on them, please do not burn us down. People living above, children living above. You go houses around the downtown area, Kenosha, people have pieces of plywood begging for people not to burn their houses down because people are living there. Children live there. This is insane. Past two nights in my neighborhood, a lot of cops live in my neighborhood. Well, Tuesday, it came out that people were going to, one of the three officers involved in the shooting, I guess, lives up the road from me. Didn't know that, but a lot of cops live in my neighborhood. So the rumor was, even with the police, that people were going to march into my neighborhood Tuesday night, okay? And because they put this cop's address on the internet, they were going to burn his house down. So the whole neighborhood came out Tuesday night, patrolled the whole neighborhood. We were walking around with guns. I seen people with bulletproof vests on. The cops, the regular patrol cops, were stationed there too. They were so nice to us, they didn't care. They told us to be careful and watch ourselves. So for the past two nights, we have been up all night in our neighborhood just making sure no one came to our neighborhood to start trouble, burn this cop's house down, or burn our houses down. That's why I was out there with my neighbors patrolling the area, my house. Not necessarily the cop's house, but that's how the whole neighborhood has been feeling. Like I said, we're about 10 minutes away from the police station. This is something like out of a Hollywood movie in my neighborhood. All night, the past two nights, no one's come. There's been no trouble in our neighborhood. No one showed up like they claimed they were going to. But it's something out of a Hollywood movie. All night, you see people driving around slowly with guns just to protect their house, their neighbors' houses, the school, because the rumor was they were going to start burning down schools in Kenosha, starting with the one in my neighborhood. It's something out of a Hollywood movie. Now, from my understanding, it was pretty quiet last night in downtown Kenosha because the National Guard started showing up. I saw them last night. They're at a high school right now. That's where they're stationed. I seen them last night, drove past the high school. Just a couple hundred of them standing out there in full battle gear with M4s strapped around their shoulders. So it was pretty quiet. They did have protests, but nothing violent. They weren't burning or looting last night like they've been doing the past couple nights. And like I said, the regular cops, the patrol cops, they have been so nice. They've given us no problems whatsoever. Driving through at nighttime, our neighborhood, people out with guns in front of their houses. The cops just wave to you and tell you to be careful, be safe. It's insane what's going on down here the past couple nights. We have other subdivisions down here, cul-de-sacs, where at nighttime, the residents are blocking off the entrances with their cars. The residents will sit there and only move their cars to let only the people live in these cul-de-sacs or these little subdivisions in and out at nighttime because they don't want people coming in. Because Monday night, we had over 600 people show up to Kenosha, most of them not even from Kenosha or the state. They're coming in from other states that have been causing this trouble. So, but it's something like out of a Hollywood movie here. Downtown Kenosha, where the post office is, the courthouse, the police station, it looks like a bomb went off. Not like someone, the military dropped some bombs on that area. It's insane. I've never seen anything like this before. Only in maybe a Hollywood movie or something in a third world country.
And all right. Well, how about that now? The people having to take to arming themselves to protect their houses. How about Black Lives Matter and Antifa can post on the internet, according to him, that they're going to come and burn down someone's house. Now, anyone else, you know, the police will show up and take that very seriously. If you don't believe it, go try it. I'm not advising you to do so. But in the two-tiered justice system in America where hypocrisy reigns supreme. They are creating intentionally, when I say they, I'm talking about the federal government and everybody in it. No matter, you know, if that offends you, if you're a Trump supporter, so be it. Because I believe I can put a stop to this BS. But if these governors and mayors want to allow their city to burn, then they are derelict in the oath that they take to protect and serve their people. You know, and there should be some teeth put into this. I mean, threatening to burn down policemen's houses, totally destroying the city. No one talking about the amount of money that Black Lives Matter and these other domestic terrorist organizations owe the cities and counties in which this has happened. And to see the news... Oh, yeah, I've heard that. That's a good point. Ken just said they keep saying you can't commit violence against property. And, you know, up until this ridiculous absurdity of 2020, you know, it's violence against property if you go set it on fire. It's called arson. They'll give you about 20, 35 years in prison for that. But here, you know, and we've all seen it. The mainstream media will be posed in front of buildings on fire, and they'll be trying to say, you know, the protests were peaceful here in wherever they're at. It's unbelievable. And then if Kyle Rittenhouse or anyone else shows up to try to help defend the police department, well, they're dirty, rotten, racist militia and the cause of the entire problem. The good news about all this is, I know you guys see through it, a lot of normies are seeing through it, and there's a whole large, vast population out here in America that's just like you, it's just like me, and is seething mad over this BS that's being fostered onto the citizenry in this country, that, and it don't have to be. You know, we know it don't have to be like this. I mean, look at all the schools closed, they open, they close over a flu that's got a mortality rate in this area of less than a half of a percent. And they're just crushing businesses over it while making Walmart and Jeff Bezos filthy rich. I mean, the hypocrisy just goes on and on and on. They tell you wearing a mask makes you safe. Well, if that's the case, then why can't they vote? You know, if that's the case, why don't you give prisoners a mask and quit letting them out of prison? I mean, it's just so absurd of what we're living in, you know, and the TV, like the gentleman, I guess we don't know his name, that I just played, you know, television does not show you the devastation of these areas. They may show you a tiny bit of it, but they're not showing you that it looks like a bomb went off in Kenosha, Wisconsin. They want to keep to the narrative that the police are out of control. They're just randomly killing black people at will. Black people are, you know, it's just being treated so horribly in this country. But then a story like I led off with about the father and daughter being just murdered on their own lawn over a fender bender gets no media coverage whatsoever. So we're never going to have any peace in this country. We're never going to have any truth in this country. We're never going to have a... the ability to really have families without the filth like we once had in this country until the biased, corrupt news media in this country is completely dismantled and replaced by a legitimate news media that wants to report the truth, that doesn't have an axe to grind, does not have a direction to try to continue to take that takes this country down. Now, Nick Sandman's attorney, L. Lynn Wood, has teamed up with John Pearson, the law firm Pierce Bainbridge, which has represented President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, and former Trump advisor Carter Page, to provide 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse with a top-notch legal team. Rittenhouse was officially charged on Thursday with first-degree intentional homicide, first-degree reckless homicide, two counts of first-degree reckless endangering safety, attempted first-degree intentional homicide, and possession of a dangerous weapon by a person under 18, and is facing life in prison. So how about all of those charges? Contrast that with Jadon Haydon. Remember that? And I know he didn't kill anybody, but it's just about as heinous. It deserves as much time in prison. Beating up elderly white people, some of which had COVID-19 in a nursing home. And I can't even get to the bottom. He was supposed to have a hearing to see if he was competent to stand trial. And I can't find anything about it. But Kyle Rittenhouse, they've thrown the entire book, like they did James Field, the entire book at someone actually just shooting scum off the street. You should get a badge of honor. Back in moments.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
You know I'm a dreamer, but my heart's a gold. I had a runaway high, so I wouldn't come home low.
Just all right, we're the alternative media running down the insane news of the week. I don't know if anyone's seen this one, but how about this for some news? The Virginia Senate passed legislation Wednesday that would demote assaulting a police officer from a felony to a misdemeanor and would remove a mandatory jail sentence for the crime. This is the solutions to the problems that we have today. This is a Breitbart.com story. Virginia's upper chamber voted 21-15 to approve Senate Bill 5032 during the current Virginia General Assembly special session. WSLS first reported. Don't that give you the warm fuzzies? I bet if you're a police officer in Virginia, that has to really make you feel good. I mean, let's embrace the criminals. Let's embolden the criminals and just crap on the police. According to the legislation summary, it would eliminate the mandatory minimum term of confinement for an assault and battery committed against a judge, magistrate, law enforcement, correctional officer, person directly involved in the care, treatment, or supervision of inmates, firefighters or volunteer firefighters, or any emergency medical service personnel, and provide that such a crime can no longer be committed as a simple assault and must result in a bodily injury. So if you just hit them and don't really hurt them, it's just going to be misdemeanor assault with no jail time on all those people that I just listed. Meanwhile, a bill to ban police-free chop zones, as seen in Democrat-run cities like Seattle, was voted down by Virginia Senate Committee. Virginia Mercury News reported the Republican-sponsored bill was shot down by a vote of 5-8, with one Democrat lawmaker branding it the most useless piece of legislation I've ever seen. So a bill to ban chop zones was voted down. I'll bring some T-shirts to our committee that says Virginia is for chop zones, Republican State Senate Senator Bill Stanley quipped after the failed vote. So they actually voted down banning these autonomous zones. I mean, Virginia, and it's hard to believe that it's Virginia of all places, have totally allowed insane lunatics to run their state legislature. And, you know, earlier in the year before the pandemic got going, they were having big protests in Virginia about legislation that they were moving forward with regards to restricting the Second Amendment. And then once the pandemic got going, you know, there was big protest about the lockdowns. This was before George Floyd. And the news media was just going crazy about how awful these protests was about the lockdown because there wasn't social distancing and blah, 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 blah. But then the lying hypocrites are silent and condoning just mass looting and burning of cities all across the country. I don't think we've seen anything yet. From here to November, we ain't seen nothing yet. Coming up on the top of the hour.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.